It has been a pretty January day across eastern New York and western New England. It's always nice to see the sunshine this time of year, and it does seem like it has been rather gloomy recently. So the bright weather is nice. Hopefully that helped to boost your mood a little bit. We saw a few wispy high clouds come in this afternoon. Clouds will continue to thicken up tonight, and there's not going to be much sunshine ahead over the next couple of days. So we had a bright day, but it was a cold day, with the temperatures running actually below average for the first time in a couple of weeks. The wind hasn't been too big of a player today, so at least the wind chill is nothing that's too bad. And overall, you know, it was a chilly day. It's nothing unusual for this time of year. And temperatures are actually going to rise a bit tonight. So we're likely to hit our low temperatures sometime this evening. And temperatures will be steady for a while and then probably come up a few degrees overnight as those clouds continue to come in. And as I mentioned, we are looking ahead to a cloudier day tomorrow. I'll call it mostly cloudy, though there's the chance that we see a little bit of sunshine. But I think the clouds will kind of dominate overall. And there's also going to be the chance for some scattered rain showers during the day tomorrow. I don't think it's going to be that rainy, but there may be some points where there are a few raindrops, a little bit of drizzle. And what I do want to mention is that there may still be some areas below freezing through a midday and early afternoon, especially in the higher elevations. So there's the chance that there are some icy spots, again, mainly in the higher elevations, tomorrow morning through early afternoon. So be mindful of that. Temperatures tomorrow will rise up into the 40s. So that is more of a spring-like day, kind of a March day, at least a March feeling day ahead for tomorrow. And then it turns even warmer on Saturday, with temperatures that will be up into the 50s in most areas. We'll see rain chances ramp up through the day on Saturday. It'll also be quite windy, so have your umbrella with you and be ready for the wind. And then as we go into Saturday night and Sunday, most areas will still see some rain through Sunday morning. But as some cooler air drains in across the north, we're likely to flip over to a period of icing. Again, that's Saturday night into Sunday morning, the potential for some ice across northern New York and also northern Vermont. So in those areas, stay up to date on the forecast. And now here is my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. Tonight, increasing clouds, lows in the teens and 20s. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, some scattered rain showers, some icing is possible through early afternoon, a high around 40. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. For tonight, increasing clouds, lows in the teens and 20s. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with scattered rain showers. Some icing is possible through early afternoon, highs in the low 40s. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. For tonight, increasing clouds, lows in the 20s. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, a few scattered rain showers with highs in the 40s. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires, tonight increasing clouds with lows in the 20s. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, some scattered rain showers. Some icing is possible through midday, highs in the low 40s. Region-wide on Saturday, cloudy with periods of rain, windy and warm, highs largely in the 50s. And on Sunday morning, ice across the north with rain elsewhere, then some clearing for the afternoon, windy with highs in the 30s across the north, 50s in the capital region, and in the 60s to the south. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argyanis.